This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the local stories I want to get to, red light cameras in Gainesville. We addressed this years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a friend, Mr. Chase, that actually, you know, did the math for the folks back then when he was, you know, one of the city commissioners in Gainesville.
So Todd said no, huh?
Yeah, Todd said, well, he showed him the math.
Okay.
He goes, the city doesn't really get any revenue from that. The vendor does.
Right.
You really want to make a lot of people unhappy and put these things up everywhere only so that a vendor can make a bunch of money off of our residents? Because that's exactly how it breaks down. And that's still pretty much the case. I mean, there'll be a couple dollars. You know, you get a ticket for, let's say, $150. The city would end up with like $10.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's stupid, but they voted unanimously at least to get into the next round of talking about it. And the other thing is there's a lack of accuracy. And apparently in previous cases, they found where they've tweaked, you know, the yellow light to be a little shorter, purposefully trying to get more people busted.
Happened. Yep.
And remember, the vendor, they want to make money. The more tickets, the more money they make. Their whole existence is based on, you know, making money off of you. So it's wrong on a lot of different levels. Oh, and the other thing is you know, it's not like you can take it to court, face your accuser. They've lost a lot of cases because of that.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, you're just wasting people's time. They're going into court. The vendor's not going to pay for court time for you. That's going to come out of your own county or, in this case, city budget. So it's a stupid idea, but again, you've got people politically that don't pay attention in the city of Gainesville. Too many voters don't pay attention. Any of these bozos, you're going to have red light cameras everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah. Good luck with all that. It already sucks trying to go through, you know, get through traffic. Oh,
yeah.
And you know what else gets increased big time is rear-end collisions. Because now just that light smells yellow, and people are riding their brake, and then...
And then they get hit.
Yep. Yeah. And... it's not their fault, per se, but it's the statistics are there.
Yeah.
I mean,
you are getting a faster scared reaction to the possibility of, oh no, I don't want a ticket. Well, you're not going to get a ticket, but you just got rear-ended. So
and you look
better.
Like you were committed to going through the intersection.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
not a good idea.
No, it's a terrible idea on so many different levels. But then again, what do you expect? You know. The government in Gainesville, this has kind of been their, you know, modus operandi for a long time.
Well, let me ponder something, Bob.
Okay.
Now, I would never insinuate anything under the table or kickbacks or percentages or, I guess I just did. Why do venues do this? Why do local governments do this? Is it really about stopping red lights from being run, which I know if you are in Gainesville, they get run all the time. You when your light turns green, don't you jump out there because they'll tag you. They'll get you.
Yeah.
But is that really going to affect those people? No, they're not going to slow down.
Yeah, they'll do it under the guise of safety like so many other things. Oh, it's safety. If it saves a life, it's all going
to
be worth it.
You have to do something.
It is about the revenue and the vendor benefits. I mean, it's not even close. It's not like a 50-50 split.
No.
It's worse than 80-20 split. It's a 90-something split. You get
That's
nothing.
That's what makes me wonder who's benefiting.
Now, good luck. Good luck tracking all that.
Oh, I know.
I guess you find out who's getting a new swimming pool, I guess, is how you do. I don't know. It's just...
Uh-huh.
Look,
it's frustrating.
These are the idiots that you voted for. That's what you get, right? That's why I don't live in the city of Gainesville. One of the reasons. And don't get me wrong. I think it's a great town. But the decisions made by so many...
Oh, yeah.
Left of center lunatics...